Thanks for the memories, iPod. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Apple says it will stop making its iconic iPod this year after a more than two-decade run. When it first came out, the iPod was a sleek alternative to bulky CD or cassette players, and the touch circle feature below the two-tone screen felt like a revolution. Over the years, the iPod got even smaller. No screen, just a clip and some buttons on the cute little iPod Shuffle. I found one last week in the back of my desk drawer. By the time the last iPod Touch model came out 3 years ago, the iPod looked more like the other innovation it inspired, the iPhone. It got us thinking about how the device changed mobile tech. Patrick McCray teaches about the history of technology and science at the University of California, Santa Barbara. He says it was the iPod size that was groundbreaking.
The hard drives were super tiny, so they were less than 2 inches in size. And the first generation iPod had a storage capacity of what at the time seemed to be a huge amount, which was 5 gigabytes. But the small size and small dimensions of it made it so the product itself could be very small and, of course, slip into your purse or your pocket very nicely.
What allowed those hard drives to be that small that was so groundbreaking?
So if you go back to 1988, there were two physicists working independently, one in France and one in Germany, and they almost simultaneously discovered something called giant magnetoresistance, the discovery that tiny changes in magnetism can produce unexpectedly strong electrical signals. It was a basic physics discovery that allowed for companies like IBM to make super sensitive hard drives that could be both smaller but also more compact and hold more data. And then that proved to be the key technology that then helped make the iPod possible when it was introduced by Apple in 2001.
Last week, Apple announced it's going to discontinue the iPod. So given that you're a tech historian, how does that make you feel?
Well, technology has run its course, and, you know, the iPod had a great run. I mean, it was in for sale for over two decades. I remember having one of the very first ones when they came out, which, you know, at the time seemed absolutely amazing and revolutionary. And this week, when I learned that they were going to be discontinued, I went out and bought one of the new iPod Touches. And again, it's just really remarkable to see how the technology has changed. They no longer have the hard drives in them in the way that I was describing, but now all the memory capacity, of course, is solid state, you know, like flash drive technology, the way that you have on your iPhone. And the one that I just bought has 256 gigabytes of memory compared to the original 5 gigs that they came with. So, you know, that's quite an impressive change over two decades.
Yeah. Talk more about sort of what it meant in the history of tech. Like, where does the iPod sit?
It sort of represents the increased ability to carry around more music and more podcasts. You know, once you could carry all that creativity around in your pocket, you know, that probably helps spur, you know, some of the activity that was going on with podcasts and things like that.
Back then, when the iPod first came out, you know, this tech and that you could store that much information in such a small package, it was a pretty big discovery. How do you think our lives might be different today without it?
I think the beauty of the iPod was that it took a really amazing piece of commercial product design that also had some amazing technological capacities with the super small hard drives. Apple also connected that to the iTunes music store. Then you have an ecosystem that allowed people to easily buy music and download it and walk around with it.
What are you going to do with your new iPod?
I'm going to use it for traveling. I mean, I'm kind of excited to have it as kind of a music-only thing that I can have on airplanes and just, you know, kind of toss my iPhone in the bag and not worry about it and then just have this little thing that's got my music and podcasts on it. And thankfully, it isn't connected to messages and email and stuff like that. And I can just sit back and, you know, listen to Marketplace.
Patrick McCray at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And now for some related audio. One of our listeners, Crystal Ligori, sent us her iPod story.
In 2008, I had just gotten an iPod Shuffle
For those not in the know, it's slightly larger than a postage stamp and had really simple controls to play, pause, or skip a song. What it didn't have was a display screen, so there was no way to know the song name or the artist while you were listening. I was newly dating someone and about to head home for the holidays, complaining about a lack of music for the trip. My boyfriend at the time took the opportunity to make me a mixtape of sorts, which I listened to over and over again on my week away. For months, I never knew the band names or song titles from the mix, but would take note of them anytime I heard the songs in the wild. Artists like Ray LaMontagne, Minus the Bear, Frightened Rabbit, and snuck into the playlist was an original. Well, somewhat original. It was a cover that he did of Mr. Big's To Be With You, sung all with cat meows.
Meow, 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 meow.
I knew at that point that this was my person. 13 years later, that iPod still sits in my husband and I's home in Portland, Oregon, a piece of forgotten technology and the start of a love story.
Thanks to everyone who sent in iPod memories. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.